Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maya Nayaham Kumar, and I am a high school student living in Singapore. Coming from Singapore, a thriving country, I've witnessed firsthand the transformative power education can bestow upon an individual. But my heart and experiences have ties to another part of Asia, India, a place where the stark contrast between educational opportunities often exacerbates and creates inequalities. In 2020, I volunteered at Shanti Bhavan, a school nestled outside the bustling city of Bangalore in South India. The stories I encountered there were heart-rending. Many children, full of potential, came from homes that lacked basic amenities, electricity, running water, and more than that, hope. This lack was even more prominent for girls, as cultural roots and stigmas played a large role in the access to education. Many girls were deprioritized, resulting in an even smaller likelihood of them being able to socially and economically develop. Luckily, Shanti Bhavan offered these kids a unique opportunity to pursue their educational goals with meaningful resources. Unfortunately, this help was only available to a few children. Yet, amidst this adversity, the similarity between those children and myself was unmistakable. We shared the same dreams, aspirations, and the same desire for knowledge. The stark realization then hit me. Children like these, just as deserving as any other, were being denied the transformative education that I had taken for granted. Recognizing the immense potential that education, when paired with mentorship, can unlock, I felt an overpowering need to bridge this disparity. As I've had the privilege of learning, education isn't merely about imparting knowledge. It's about empowerment, fostering self-belief, and nurturing a want for ambition in the long run. Driven by this conviction, I founded HerMind, a platform offering free online tutoring specifically designed for girls in rural corners of India. My aim? To ensure that every girl, irrespective of her circumstances, had the access to tools and guidance that she needed to rewrite her story and reshape her future. In HerMind, we get involved with students in many ways, including providing free online tutoring and mentoring for girls and raising funds to acquire technology and other products to help these girls achieve better educational outcomes. Through the profound support and generosity of many individuals and organizations, we have raised over $65,000 in the past 3 years. These funds have been channeled into enhancing technological infrastructure by these schools, bridging the digital divide. This isn't just about hardware, it's about providing access. Access to a world of knowledge, opportunities, and dreams. And by developing these schools, we've opened the doors for over 1,000 young minds eager to step into a brighter future. The impact of HerMind isn't just in its numbers. It's evident in every smile, aspiration, and success story. Allow me to share the story of Punya, a testament to the transformative power of education and mentorship. Punya, a young girl from a rural village in Kerala, was a beacon of hope and determination when I met her. She attended a government-run school and lived in a modest home with her family. But despite having basic amenities like water and electricity, the world of digital learning was a distant dream for her. Devoid of Wi-Fi or a computer, Punya's passion for education had her borrowing her parents' phone to attend our sessions through a simple WhatsApp call. Every session was a testament to her tireless spirit. As we journeyed through her English workbook, her intrinsic passion for knowledge became increasingly evident. She embodies what HerMind aimed to achieve. While the foundation of HerMind was solid and our intentions were pure, the journey was dotted with challenges. The primary observation I made through this initiative was a startling reality. Even though there are numerous initiatives intending to bridge educational inequalities, a majority miss addressing some pivotal groups, especially those hailing from remote and rural landscapes. The question hence arises, how do we transform a $60,000 project into a $600,000 revolution? First, collaboration with schools. A program like HerMind is only as strong as the schools it collaborates with. We face our fair share of skepticism and resistance. Despite offering our services at no cost, finding a school that was willing to share our vision was difficult. We encountered apprehensions, concerns about bandwidth, and hesitations about novelty. However, the euphoria we felt when we finally partnered with our first school was indescribable. The lesson I learned? A great idea is not enough. Finding allies who believe in your mission is paramount, and I genuinely believe that my ability to weave a compelling narrative and articulate the solutions we offered made a difference. Secondly, collaborations with other organizations for funding. Like our experience with the schools, forging partnerships with other organizations required trust building. The potential to uplift thousands of young girls is immense, but in order to do so, we need financial backing. And finally, more volunteers. The heart and soul of Her Mind are its volunteers. We've been more than fortunate to have a team of dedicated individuals, but to touch more lives and ignite more dreams, we need more hands on deck. I am privileged to have the support of my community and the various partners of Her Mind to help actualize what was once simply a dream. I sincerely thank you all for your attention and this opportunity, and I strongly urge you to get involved, whether it is with Her Mind or any endeavor you have a passion for. Through this social forum, I've also learned that these problems aren't just prevalent in countries like India, but also in countries like Singapore. Allow me to introduce my fellow panelist, Mr. Zehian, co-founder of Budding Minds, a company which solves a similar problem to mine, but with a rather different context and challenges. Thank you all.